The Secrets of Hajj for Children, read by Umme Zaid. Chapter 1. The Camping Trip with Grandfather and the Golden Heart. One blessed morning, Yahya and Fatima climbed high up in a towering oak tree in order to have a better view of the road below. They had been eagerly awaiting the day when a very special journey would take place. Their backpacks were in order and their tools collected for the great outdoor adventure with their grandfather. Yahya had selected a green shovel and Fatima had chosen a strong basket which might be of use on the adventure. They were always delighted to go anywhere with grandfather. They had so much fun going to the playground and to the zoo with him. His funny jokes made them giggle and they loved playing silly games like riding on his back pretending he was a camel. Grandfather sometimes told them special secrets. "I wonder what we will discover on this camping trip," exclaimed Fatima, jumping down from the tree after Yahya. Yahya reached for Fatima's hand to play, singing together, "Ring around the Kaaba, won't you feel the barakah? Allahu Akbar, we all bow down."
Honk honk, beep beep.
The children thought grandfather must be leading a magical caravan as he pulled into the driveway. A colourful tent was rolled up on top of his van, and Fatima thought she saw yummy treats to eat placed on the back seat. As they drove to the campsite, the children pretended they were crossing a vast desert in search of an oasis, a beautiful resting place with shade, delicious food, and drink. As they got closer to the campsite, Yahya and Fatima were amazed to see beautiful mountains in the distance and even glimpsed a sparkling, clear blue pond. "All right, children, let's unpack and set up the tent. Then I'll show you how to start a campfire. Tomorrow I'll take you to the pond, God willing," promised grandfather. Grandfather let Yahya pick the best place to set up the tent, and he asked Fatima to decide what would be their first activity after starting the fire. "Let's sing songs," she said with a big smile. Yahya used his special green shovel to dig a hole in the ground for a campfire. Fatima used the basket she had wisely brought along to gather dry wood for the fire. Grandfather taught the children how to safely start a campfire and put up the tent. Each child listened carefully to what he said, and before they knew it, they had a comfy tent and a warm campfire ready for the evening. Grandfather was thankful that his grandchildren were such good helpers. "Thank you, dear children," said grandfather, who added with a smile, "Are you now ready for the special secret?" Both children eagerly nodded. Yahya and Fatima could sense that it must be something very important, and they loved secrets, don't you? When the sun went down and the stars came out, all the forest animals must have wanted to join the new guests. The delicious smell of roasted treats filled the air as grandfather and the children sang the most beautiful songs about God and his beloved messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the beat of a drum they had brought along. In between, grandfather would tell silly jokes, and he even pretended to be a coyote howling at the moon. "Ooh!" Fatima laughed so hard she almost dropped her treat. "Silly grandfather, we love you so much. What was the secret you wanted to tell us?" All of a sudden, grandfather grew very still. Then he reached into the green bag he had hanging over his shoulder and pulled out a golden-coloured book shining with light. "Wow, what a pretty book!" exclaimed Fatima. "Indeed it is," replied grandfather. "And now I will tell you a special message from this Book of Knowledge by Imam al-Ghazali." "Look here," said grandfather. "Let's read this together. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, 'There is a piece of flesh in the body that if it is good, the whole body is good. If it is bad, the whole body is bad. And that piece is your heart.'" Yahya and Fatima were silent now. They knew this must be a very important message, but they didn't know exactly what it meant. "Dear children, your true heart is where you meet the love of your life, your creator," said grandfather. "This heart is invisible, meaning we cannot see it as God can, but we can feel it if we try hard. When you do good things, it shines more and more brightly, just like these beautiful stars and moon and this campfire. But when you do naughty things, it becomes dark and dull. Yahya looked out into the big forest. It was so very dark and cold out there. He was afraid that were he to go exploring, he might get lost because there was no light. "I am so happy to be here next to this warm campfire and light," said Yahya as he hugged Grandfather. "Me too," added Fatima. "Dear children, keep to the light and warmth. Do good to everyone and let God be the owner of your heart." Fatima and Yahya felt sleepy and quickly slipped off to sleep with Grandfather close by, watching over them. Far, far away, in the land of dreams, Yahya and Fatima found themselves walking alongside Grandfather toward a beautiful door. When they drew closer, the door opened, and Grandfather helped the children to go inside, assuring them it was safe. In this dream, a kind and wise-looking lady sat next to a pool of water, smiling. "Come, sit next to me, children. I have a gift for each of you." When Yahya sat beside the nice woman, she dipped her finger into the pool and then said, "Each of you will be given the gift of being able to see your own true hearts and the hearts of those around you. When good actions are done, your hearts will shine brightly. When bad actions are done, they will darken." The kind woman pointed to each child's chest, and beautiful bright lights began glowing from their spiritual hearts. "Strength and bravery keep your hearts shining," she explained. "But we are just children, small and needy," cried Fatima. "That is your strength," this wise teacher replied, smiling. The children's lights continued to shine brightly, and the lovely woman disappeared. Still dreaming, Yahya and Fatima found themselves on a playground with other children who were playing a game together. Yahya saw his friends and quickly ran to join them. "Let's play," yelled Yahya as one boy tossed the ball to him. At first, all the children's hearts shone brightly as they tossed the ball back and forth. But then something changed. One of Yahya's friends whispered to him that they would have more fun were they to keep the ball all to themselves. To this he agreed, thinking it sounded amusing. They stopped sharing with the other children. While the two boys were having fun playing on their own, the other children became sad because they wanted to join in too. Fatima saw a scary darkness come over the boys who were not sharing, and she shouted to Yahya and his friend, "Oh no, look at your hearts!" Because Fatima and Yahya had been given the gift of being able to see spiritual hearts, Yahya knew something was wrong. His heart was becoming dark and ugly. He noticed his friend had also lost his inner light. Yahya could see how awful it was not sharing with others, but something inside of him had made him think it felt good to hog the ball. He then closed his eyes and remembered what the wise woman by the pond had told him about being brave and strong. He remembered mother, father, grandfather, and his little sister too. He remembered God. Clearly, Yahya knew the right thing to do. "The other children feel sad because they want to play ball too," said Yahya. "Let's apologize and share the ball with them." It wasn't long before they all felt truly happy again. Soon all of the children were joyfully racing around, laughing and playing together again. Yahya and Fatima smiled at each other because they could see how bright and beautiful everyone's hearts had become. "Thank you, Fatima, for reminding me about my true self," said Yahya. "Let's always remind each other if we forget." Both smiled and cupped their hands in dua. "Inshallah, Ameen." As they did this, bright sparkles of light filled the air. Sunshine crept into the children's eyes as they gently awoke to the delicious smell of Grandfather preparing breakfast on the campfire. Yahya and Fatima recognized that what they both had experienced was a dream. But they now understood what Grandfather had read to them the night before from the Golden Book of Knowledge, and they knew it was true. The children felt grateful just knowing that doing what is right would make their hearts shine with God's light. They quickly jumped up to help Grandfather finish making pancakes. After breakfast, I'll lead you on a hike to the special pond. The children would carry with them the secret about the golden heart as they ventured down the mountain path.